All right, get on here, Joe. Let's do this shit. Colton, go away.
That was the most chaotic beginning.
Sorry, Colton.
Nobody likes you.
Oh, I like him.
I can't hear you.
He said he's...
What?
Oh, God, ow.
Okay.
You ready? Start the shit.
All right.
Other way. Flip it around.
It doesn't matter.
Waiting for him to put on his headset. Come on.
Oh, this is the longest horrible intro in the whole wide world of intros.
Here we go.
Welcome to 1-5-0, folks. I'm Happy.
And I am Kyle.
And I'm Joe.
Why you got your sunglasses on?
Block all the haters like, yo.
You're so dumb.
y'all be hating on me.
All right.
Y'all don't even let me on the show no more.
We let you on the show all the time.
What happened to last episode?
You were in Bulldog, and we needed the second episode to go out before. No, what?
No, I didn't even know you were doing that episode. That's
you had to go do real work.
That's why I'm wearing sunglasses. Y'all can't see me crying.
Crying my ass. You want to introduce our freaking special guest that's next to you? You didn't know who he is.
I don't know who he is.
I did just kind of appear.
Oh, don't know who he is.
Hold on, wait, there's someone back there? I have my back turned. There's someone back there? Oh, shit, there's someone else. What's up, man?
What's up?
He's right behind you.
Hey. All right.
Oops.
What are you doing? You are absolutely horrible today already. Hell, I don't even hate you yet. So stop. What? Eric, yes. Welcome to the shit show by the beach.
Yes, hi.
Shit show by the beach, I like that.
Yes.
That's a good motto.
Oh, thank you, appreciate it.
It's marketable.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Shit.
You bleep show? Are you drunk?
All right, let's start.
All right.
I'm just happy to be here. All
right, yeah. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Fine.
Fair warning, I'm a giggly bitch, so I'm going to be laughing a lot.
That's good. Yes, you might actually bring some comedy to this, because Joe just sits there and with his bathing glasses on. All right. So, Eric.
Wire's stuck.
I hope people watch this.
Shut up,
you're
Kyle.
I'm bored.
Okay.
All right.
He actually is famous. You're not.
He's famous?
Yeah, he's actually famous.
He's famous. Wait, what'd you say? Semi?
He's influencer famous. He's 43,000 follower famous.
We need you.
Yeah, 45,000.
This is why he's here.
Why didn't no one prep me? Holy shit. It's like I got Tom Cruise behind me.
You couldn't see him because you had those shades on.
Speaking of Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this?
We're going to the best. I saw the premiere, the fan premiere of Top Gun 2 Maverick the other night. If you freaking say one word, I will smack the shit out of you.
What kind of bike was that? Were they ride?
A Kawasaki Ninja.
Kind of like, did he ride a Ninja in the first one?
He did. I would, if anyone knows where to pick up the first 1985 Ninja that he was riding, I would buy it. I want it.
Is it an H2 he's riding now?
Yes.
You didn't buy an H2. You got to buy the one now.
I don't got 50 G's. I just blew it all on freaking this bike.
You get a ZH2.
Okay, how much is that?
21?
And plus, I'm way too fat to be freaking...
No, you're not. Yeah. That bike is so fast.
It's not that bad.
No, fat because comfort-wise, I just couldn't do it.
That's what Ryan's got. Right?
Ryan? Big booty Ryan?
Yeah.
He has a ZH2, not the H2.
Yeah, he has a ZH2.
Oh. Sorry.
I don't know. Anyways. So speaking of these kind of bikes I really don't know anything about... This is what you are. This is why you're here, right?
I guess.
I don't know.
I ride a BMW S1000RR 2011.
2011.
The first gen.
First gen. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a beautiful bike.
I love it.
I know nothing about it.
Yeah, it's so it's German.
Oh, I know that.
It's white.
It's red, white, and blue. That's BMW Motorsport colors. And it has way more power than I ever need.
That was your first bike?
Yes. So
How
do you go, like, if I'm all about being a monkey. If you're going to be a monkey, be a gorilla. Okay.
So what's cool about that bike is that it has different riding modes, and the lowest one is what's called rain mode, and that restricts the horsepower down from 193 to 150.
Okay, that seems like you might not kill yourself just as fast.
Exactly. It'll still surprise you, especially in the higher revs, which I learned. It's got the traction control all the way up and the wheelie control all the way up and all that kind of stuff. So ABS all the way up as well. So that bike has saved my life multiple times when I first started riding.
Once again, why the fudge are you on such a big bike for your first bike?
It was a hand-me-down from my dad after he passed away.
Okay, once again.
Sentimental.
Sentimental? Oh, yeah. Okay. Which is, there's many reasons we were talking before the show.
Yeah.
There's many reasons why people get bikes. Mm-hmm. And if you've listened to our show and you know that I don't believe there's a starter bike for anyone.
Right.
The right bike is whatever you're comfortable on and whatever gives you the passion to ride. So you're saying that this was a hand-me-down bike for your dad
yes.
after you mm-hmm. passed. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was his bike that he rode all the time?
He had two S1000s, believe it or not. He was I'll basically say he was a civilian contractor at the Joint Special Operations Command, and that's all I'll say.
Okay.
So he had a
lot. Or he'll have to kill you.
Yeah.
I don't think he can anymore, you know.
Oh. But
no,
he had,
disrespect. I'm just saying, like, I think we're okay right yeah, now. Yeah. The world knows that we have these guys out there.
Yep. But he had enough money to afford two brand new BMW S1000s.
Okay.
He had one strictly tracked out, had race fairings, slicks, not okay. street legal whatsoever. And that's the one that he went on the track with. And then he loved that bike so much that he bought a second one to ride on the street.
Okay.
And the one that he rode on the street is the one that I have now.
Okay.
Because I'm wearing the shirt, actually.
Okay.
He went to Barber Motorsports Park in November of 2011, and while going into the corner that the museum overlooks,
okay.
he had a stroke. So there was nothing he could do.
No motorcycle relation, no nothing. He could ride. And
exactly. So he survived for about a month after the accident just because of how like fit he was.
Yeah.
And after he passed away, I was left with this, like, fastest production motorcycle of 2011.
Right.
A 600 scared me at the time. Like, right. I didn't know what I was going to do with it. All I knew is I wasn't going to get rid of it.
So you say a 600 scared you. So you had ridden other things before
yes.
this. Okay.
You
so
never owned anything else.
That kind of prepared you for what you were getting into.
See, so I had a 09 ZX6R at the time, and I barely rode it just because every single time I got on it and went 5 miles an hour, I was like this.
Ooh.
Like, it was bad. So, like, I just to protect myself mainly, I didn't ride it that much just because.
So you don't have that bike anymore, and then that scared you shaking at 5 miles an hour. So after your dad passed, sorry about that, by the way,
I appreciate it,
but you decided to say I'm going to learn to ride this.
5 years later.
Okay, so
yeah, the bike right. stayed in the garage untouched for 5 years under a tarp.
And then all of a sudden, it's just like breaking away a tarp. You're like, I'm just going to shit or get off the pot.
We took it to Garcia Moto up in Raleigh. And that's where we got it originally. And they restored the bike, made sure everything was good because it had been
Can
sitting forever.
That part out?
What?
Am I not allowed to say that dealership? Okay.
We'll just call them. Okay.
Okay. So we took it to
I mean, they probably could have guessed what dealership. There's only like probably two or three BMW dealerships.
That's the biggest problem about BMWs. That there's just no one.
Yeah. Like at the time, definitely. But
so you took it to?
Took it there. And they told me basically either start riding it or sell it, because if you just let it sit for any longer, it's just going to atrophy and fall apart. And I was like, well, time to start riding it. So I took it around the neighborhood a little bit. This was end of 2015, beginning of 2016. Took my MSF course, made sure I did that, passed with
flying colors. I should have done that first.
Yeah.
Hindsight 2020, exactly. That's it.
But I did the MSF course, passed it, got my license at the DMV, and for the next 3 months, I rode it every single day for 4 hours.
That's a good way to learn how to freaking ride a bike.
Because I loved it so much. Like, before that, I had wanted, like, a fast car, because I'd never experienced anything super fast before.
Uh-huh.
And now that I have something that rips my face off every single time that I ride it, it's like I need to ride this a lot so I can learn how to properly like control it. So
you live in Fayetteville.
That's the scary part. That's the real scary part.
It's not the fast bike. It's all the people pouring out.
It's just Fayetteville.
Yeah, I've been riding in Fayetteville since 2016. I'm lucky.
Why do you even live in Fayetteville still?
I was born there. I mean, well. We just never moved. Like, we never had to move.
Okay, but you could have moved after 2011. No offense, but I mean, after your dad passed, you could have left Fayetteville and said, wow, this place is a shithole, and only person in the world that actually likes it is Boogalicious.
I like Fayetteville.
It was not too bad.
Way to get actually close to the mic there. You know.
So it's like, oh, I entered back in?
Oh. So,
I feel like I'm blocking you can't see him.
Well, it's okay because there's a camera right there.
Yeah.
Here, I can actually see him this way. Yeah. Oh, you too. Here.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God. There you go, Joe. So look, then we're good.
Now we're good, Joe.
Yeah. We got live on there, everybody.
Hey, So you're in Fayetteville.
Yes.
Okay. Somehow or another, you're semi-influencer famous, I guess.
That's only recent. Like, I did motorcycle reviews on YouTube since 2016, but that only over 5 years got me 2,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Very entertaining. It was just you had so much going on that it
wasn't. Well, we have like 36 subscribers on YouTube, so suck it.
Yeah. So go ahead. Sorry. How many subscribers do you have on YouTube?
Right now, 2,500.
Oh, I was about to say 25. Got your beat. Yeah.
So, yeah, 2,500, 2,600, somewhere around there.
All right, aren't you cool? Yeah, big deal. Whatever.
That's on YouTube, though.
Oh.
But where he thrives is...
Right now.
With the old...
So, Instagram, I started posting these Snapchats of me being an absolute idiot at work. It's humorous.
I do that. Started out because I used to be on it on the, which I still am, but I'm on the Snapchat thing, and like you would send these Snapchats to just random people.
No, I'd send them to your friends.
Yeah, friends.
So I only had my friends on Snapchat at the time.
Yeah, but you wouldn't share
like any normal person would.
But it wouldn't be public.
Wouldn't be public. So I'd make these humorous snaps and all that kind of stuff, and I have saved snaps from 2018 to today. So I have this giant like 4 year long content farm just to pick and choose between. So that's what I did. I took some of my favorite snaps that I've ever done, compiled them together, put music behind it, and then posted it to Instagram as a reel. And one of them just took off. And then another one took off. And then a third one took off.
I've been doing that and one's taken off.
Yeah.
What kind of things did you do?
I don't know how to describe it. Like how do you...
Like what kind of videos were they?
Oh, they're...
So Joe didn't know you were coming. Joe didn't know you were here.
Should I show him?
Yeah, let's see.
Viewers aren't gonna. Or the listeners aren't even gonna see.
Go to his Instagram and go check it out if you want.
You want to like you know at some point like put like hey his Instagram thing. What is this going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, Duracell does not condone baby. Come on, a 2020 GLE.
No offense, but I mean.
So do you work at the Mercedes store?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a technician for Mercedes.
Okay.
So do you like anything American?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
The Dodge Viper is sick.
I have an Audi.
The Hellcat?
No.
Oh, he that's right. The Viper.
I have an Audi.
Viper.
Audis are good. That's not American.
Can you?
That's German.
I cannot work on Audis.
Damn.
Mercedes are completely different.
It's four circles.
Really?
Just can't
how different? So you can only work on Mercedes, that's it?
Mercedes-Benz is so proprietary that if I go to any other car, it's like looking at a different language. I have no idea. That's the weird thing. Like, I could do brakes and tires on a different car, but, like, the parts are so different. Somebody's throwing something.
Stop throwing stuff, Gabriel. We got a freaking troll.
Quit lingering.
Yeah.
Quit lingering, linger.
Yeah. Hater's gonna ain't, and ain't's gonna ain't.
What the hell are you speaking there?
You don't know? Never seen the interview? No. Hater's gonna hate, and ain't's gonna ain't.
All right, Stevie Wonder.
All right.
But yeah, I know I'm going to get a lot of like armchair mechanics being like, no, every car is the same. No, dude, when it comes to like how the internals are built and how the wiring is, like we have all of the technical specs and bulletins for Mercedes only. Like I can easily look up a torque spec for this one specific bolt that's like behind the starter. When it comes to any other car, I have no idea. Like I can take it apart. But putting it back together is going to be
You can look at a manual.
True.
Three.
If we have the manual, then I can do it. But that's the thing. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Long silence.
Hold on. I got a cricket sound effect.
No, I'm not saying. Okay. But you're not staying in Fayetteville forever, are you?
No, I'm moving actually in 2 weeks.
Where to?
Maryland.
Why?
Because of my girlfriend.
Why?
Her job is not as flexible as mine is.
Yeah, but why move?
Because it's duh.
Are you going to a Mercedes-Benz dealership there?
Yes.
Because it's duh? I don't understand. There's no girls in Fayetteville? Well, okay. Nope, I know that answer. Okay.
Not like the ones that you like, Happy, that give the gift that keep on giving.
Wow, that was a real punch. That was a real punch.
Was that one of the things?
No, dumbass, just shut up.
Oh, I didn't know that was one of the no-nos.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
All right. God, oh, you're so stupid. You don't say anything all damn day. And then all of a sudden, you're like, yo, this is a family show, you asshole.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Funny. That's funny.
All right. God.
But yeah, that's why I'm moving, so me and my girlfriend can live together.
Cool. Why?
Because. Where'd you meet her at?
In Fayetteville. She was.
So she broke loose. She's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Why didn't you move when she moved?
Long story. Like, okay. she did, like, the college thing, and I was stuck in Fayetteville, like, trying to figure out who I am, that kind of thing. Like, I was stuck working at Target and, like, a lot of other things.
Hold on.
So.
You had a girlfriend, actually, like.
No. Like, we didn't start dating until 2018. And we met in 2010.
You don't move fast, do you?
No.
Unless he's on his BMW.
Unless you're on, unless you're on your BMW 6 years later.
Yes. It took a long time for me to grow up. So,
What does she do for a living?
She is a what's the word? Associate scientist at AstraZeneca.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
And it's all over all three of our heads. We're not smart.
So look, she's a scientist. Just
I understand that word.
That brings back to it.
All right, cool. So tune back in. So you're moving to Maryland to be with your scientist girlfriend because you love her and you actually want to spend time with her.
Yes.
So you're going to be like Beyonce and put a ring on her or something?
Eventually. We're going to live together for a year.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay. Don't knock her up. I mean, she might.
Don't knock her down either.
Yeah, no.
Well, no.
Unless she's a really good scientist.
And if she's a clinger.
Oh, yeah. I learned recently, don't deal with clingers.
Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah.
How so recently?
Drive-through recently?
Like,
that recently? In the drive-through recently?
Yeah.
That recently? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, okay. He just got me, so you're...
Cool.
Let's...
It's 8:30. Let's go.
So, you want to wrap this shit up? No, we're still going.
Let's just talk about something else.
Well, okay. Hi. So all of you that don't know this, Kyle got caught red-handed by Carson Baker in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a nice Corvette.
Yeah, nice Corvette. Oh, nice Corvette.
When I heard the horn honk, I went, eh.
Oh, no. Yeah. And then he did not know what to do, so he calls me. And then I was like, I'm going to punch Kyle in the face.
It was one day you got me. You got me.
Mm-hmm, that we so for every one, it's rule three.
Rule three, what is that?
For every one time you get caught, there's three others.
Okay, now, okay.
You're so stupid.
All right.
Anyways, Eric.
So what exactly happened?
I got caught with my ex.
You got caught with, no, not his ex. His clingy ex that freaking pissed me off and made me hate Kyle for 2 months, ex.
Oh.
Gotcha. She basically stole me away from happy.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want you going to Wilmington because, well, you know, you're not
here or
butter my bread.
Or you're going to Wilmington?
What does butter your bread code for?
Literally buttering her bread. She's making her food.
She couldn't even butter her own bread, Kyle?
No,
it wasn't an innuendo, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't have butter.
I'm lactose intolerant.
You don't have butter in your freaking house?
No.
Why do you look appalled to say that?
Because I'm a single dude. Like, I don't care. I got, you know, Dr. Pepper.
I would highly recommend.
Pizza rolls.
Pizza. Yeah.
Highly recommend butter.
What's wrong with butter? Do you know how to cook?
There's nothing wrong with butter. I just.
Do you know how to cook?
No, not at all.
So you have this house. You live in house. You have this house in Fayetteville.
Do you know how many times I've used my oven? Maybe three. And all three was to make cookies.
So you should have butter for cookies.
You have to have butter for cookies.
Oh, my God.
He uses the nonstick spray.
You need butter for cookies.
You just do the nonstick spray thing.
No, to put in the cookie dough, dumbass.
I don't do that. No, it's like the pre-done cookies.
Wow. No wonder you never get laid.
So cookies are the...
Speaking of...
Cooking.
Cooking in general.
Can you cook?
Yes.
That's why he has a girlfriend. Kyle, can you cook?
No.
That's why you don't have a girlfriend.
But I didn't tell you recently... I did a wheelie, and this girl's right beside me, and I'm waving at her and everything. I ended up getting her number from doing a wheelie. Hell yeah.
Did you call her?
No, I was texting her back and forth, and I tried to hang out with her. But it was cool because I got a girl's number, but then slowly she just kind of ghosted me. So
Did you have your helmet on?
In the end.
Did she see the picture of Redneck Kyle? Is that what happened?
No, she didn't see Redneck. In the end, I know that my wheelie game is strong. Now I just got to work on my personality.
You need to work on your non-helmet.
No, your personality is fine. It's the fact that you can't cook.
Yeah,
the clothes. And you burned down the house.
You got to learn to close.
Yeah, I burned down that fence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. You suck.
We're going back.
See, I thought it was the muscles. The whole time it's cooking. The
muscles?
The lack of muscles. That's what I mean.
No, it's the lack of everything with you, apparently.
Damn.
Personality, cooking.
They're going to come to the store again and tell you to stop picking on me.
No.
Who did that?
What? People, a lot of people come to the store and say, don't pick on poor Kyle. He's so nice. Yeah.
We pick on Happy. Every episode, they, I say they. It's really Happy picked on me.
Oh, look at that ass.
That was a full moon.
No, you can see Tate. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
What is going on? So, for everyone, we're up at Pirate Ship Power Sports today, okay? Yep. We are not on our home turf.
And there is a full moon out there.
I mean, look, same freaking troll that was throwing pens at us earlier.
No.
No, yeah. No, we don't want to see anything. No.
You won't do it. You won't do it.
I'm glad the camera's facing this way. Yeah.
I don't ever want to see that again.
What are you talking about? All right. So, do you race? Your dad did track days. Do you race?
I sim race. I don't do it for real.
How are you famous?
Because I'm funny.
The videos on
the videos.
The reels.
I do videos on reels.
That's what I told you.
Yeah, but his are funny.
Yeah, your real game's weak compared to him.
I just gotta make weird noises.
Yeah, it constant, like chaotic, doesn't make any sense. Just out of.
All right, I'm gonna try it tomorrow. Okay. I'm gonna make a constant chaotic, just like freaking looks like goddamn Blair Witch Trials up in my freaking shop.
What you want is a 22 second video where at the end of it they're 22 going
22 second. What the? What?
That's what you want.
You want them to not understand, so they watch five more.
Exactly.
All right.
Somehow get your point across in that.
Is is there certain music that I need to get in there? Is it the music?
Whatever feels right. That's the only thing I can
whatever say. Feels right to me is a lot of things, okay? Yeah. And usually the rest of the guys at Battleship don't want me to do them.
It could be guys, girls.
No, they won't let girls work a Battleship with me. No. Joe's.
What are they going to do when the stores merge eventually?
That's a mythical unicorn that's never going to happen.
We're going to put a shock collar on Happy so when he enters, then certain parts of the store is going to shock him so he can't
when
go
he
in
says,
there.
Hey, I have like a little
electrical
too long.
Fence. Yeah, I'm just going to have an electrical
you
fence.
Stay on the sales floor.
So I can't stay on the sales floor away from the boats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Shock him. Oh, gosh. All right. Okay. So.
But yeah, I've wanted to do track days on the bike, but I've never gotten around to it. It's just,
so how fast have you had the bike up to?
What's the statute of limitations in North Carolina for speeding?
We do all of our racing in Mexico, actually.
Okay, in Mexico, 183.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
I mean, that is pretty damn fast.
I've only ever done it once, and I'm only ever going to do it once.
Don't so you've gone 178 a bunch of times, though.
I don't know about that one. 150 a bunch of times in Mexico.
I mean, so we have this guy. So we have this guy that's coming back from a friend, okay? Mm-hmm. He's over in Germany, and he has a Indian Chieftain, beautiful bike. And he goes, he wants to trade in and get a Challenger. Smart man, okay? Because his bike's new, it's nice, but he's been riding that shit on the Autobahn.
Ooh.
Like, pegged out, like, just, I was like, I don't, that's like hard, 25,000 hard miles on that damn thing.
Like, full blast.
I mean, it's just the engineering and everything is so different from what a German is made, like a German bike that's made to travel on the Autobahn.
No, I had no idea I was going that fast. That's how smooth that motorcycle is, the S1000. Because, like, I looked down, and it felt like I was going...
You took your eyes off the road?
Yeah, I looked down for a split second. It felt like I was going, like, 130, because I felt 130 before. But I looked down, and the middle number was an 8. And I saw 3, and kept looking up and kept going. And I was like...
You looked back up, 3 blocks have gone.
At least you didn't pull a boogie.
Yeah.
Close my eyes and just be like, hope I make it.
But yeah, I mean, at that speed, if a squirrel runs out in front of you, you're done. So it's like, I didn't want to do that
again. Or the squirrel's vaporized.
That too.
I mean, it could be like that freaking fastball that hit the bird from Randy Johnson.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was like, are you a baseball fan?
Yes.
What's your team?
Braves. I'm going to a Braves game this Saturday, actually.
Are you really?
Yeah, over at Truist Field, Truist Park.
It's a good, nice park.
I haven't been there yet. The last
who are they playing?
Marlins.
Oh, that's a shitty team.
Yeah. Last game I went to see the Braves was when they were still at Turner Field. So this will be the first time I've gone to Truist Park.
Nice.
Yeah, Truist is super nice. We went last summer.
You saw Padres, right? Tatis.
Tatis.
So, all right. Do you follow in bagger race leagues or anything like that?
Yes. I see a lot of the highlights. I can never catch it live, though.
You have to pay for it at Moto America.
That's why. Okay. But, I see all the reviews. I see all the highlights and stuff on like Twitter and Instagram and all.
They're usually on YouTube and stuff like that. Within, I'd say, by the end of that night and stuff like that, and that's when I usually watch the races. They're amazing. I mean,
I love watching them. Like, I love how high the bags are on the back, just so they can turn.
I just love how.
I like it. I'm just sick of everybody bagging on them.
You are so horrible with these fucking puns.
Wow.
Didn't even work the first time.
Because you suck at the board.
Yeah, I had to think about what you said. Like, I had to what is he even saying?
Sorry.
Hold on.
All my baggage coming out at once.
Yeah.
That one hurt.
Oh, my God. You hurt my brain.
What'd you call me? Menstrual cycle? I'm back.
Once a month, you're fucking here and causing cramps in my head. Jesus. So anyways, so your type of bikes, the German bikes, even here at Powership, just these, the metric bikes, it just was never my thing. Mm-hmm. So watching them, I mean, I could definitely appreciate them in the race leagues, but when they started introducing the King of the Baggers series, and even the AMA flat track races thing, when it was Indian and Harley going back and forth, that's when I was like, oh, this is cool. But King of the Baggers, it was like, it started as a joke. You heard that, right?
Oh, no, what's going on?
I have no idea.
I think more asses are coming out.
Joe, did you see what happened?
It's like a children's playground. You're worried about me?
Something just happened over there.
Like, you're worried about me?
I need like a sign. Big sign, just recording in progress.
Yeah, on air.
Yeah, on air. That's there you just go.
You don't think they don't know that we're recording right now? This is why.
They'll be like, ooh, he can edit it out. Yeah. No, it's like.
It's live.
It's raw.
Mm-hmm. It's raw, dog.
That's how podcasts go.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, my God. So many innuendos in this one. So anyways, but once the King of Baggers, like once it became like a brand that like I actually understood the bikes, I actually understood what they were doing, and just being able to watch them freaking flip around like Laguna Segway when they were actually like in the corkscrew and stuff like that, it was like, holy shit, like
it's pretty insane.
It's not supposed to go that fast. It's not supposed to be that nimble. Have you ridden any of the big American bikes?
I've ridden, the one that comes to mind isn't an American, is.
You didn't go to the demos?
I did. What's a VTX? I completely forgot. That's a
Honda.
Honda. Yeah. Honda. Okay. So that was the worst cruiser I'd ever ridden in my life because I'm used to the S1000. And then I go to turn on this big VTX and like I barely lean over and the floorboards are scraping against the ground and I can't turn. And I'm like, oh no, this is not my riding style. So it took some getting used to, but over the years I started riding more different bikes and all that kind of stuff. And, I do enjoy some cruisers. One that's not really a cruiser, but is kind of, is the Diavel, and that's not American either. But
Ducati.
Yeah, Ducati Diavel. I love that bike.
So the answer is no.
Yeah, not any American bikes.
He's not there yet.
How do you know this guy?
Because I've rode with him a couple of times. We did the sim racing together.
Yeah, we did.
What's iRacing? The sim racing? Like?
So have you ever heard of iRacing? So what you do is you spend $5,000 on a sim rig.
No, I didn't spend $5,000.
You built your own.
Yeah.
You're such a nerd.
Did you buy Carson's?
Carson does it.
Did you buy Carson's old one?
No, Carson gave me the thing that all of it mounts to.
I gotcha.
So he gave me that, but like the rest of it I already
had. How did you get in good so good with Carson?
Carson loves me. I love Carson.
Are you an altar boy?
No.
Maybe.
Good.
Okay, so sim racing.
Yes. So you get a wheel with a base and then pedals and then a shifter if you want to with a seat and a frame that all hooks into and you hook it up to your computer and then you race fake race cars.
Have you ever raced Carson?
Once.
Did he beat you?
Who?
Carson.
Oh, I thought you said, have I raced cars once? No, I haven't raced Carson, no.
It's hard to race like specific people because like if I wanted to race Eric, for instance, on like there's a game that we play, a set of Corsa,
Yeah, that was easy.
I could easily hop in a lobby with him and play with him. But we used to play iRacing. Do you still play that?
Yes.
So iRacing, you get like a certain rank, and it'd be like in the thousands or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if he's 1,300 and I'm 1,200, we won't get in the same lobby.
Yeah, you would have to get a hosted room, which can cost a little bit of money. Like, yeah, they do them by the quarter. Like, so, yeah, like it's 25 cents for an hour to host a room, and then everything's pay to play.
$5,000 for a setup, that's nothing.
That's the thing about iRacing too, is everything's pay to play. So each individual track, you get a pack of cars and tracks to start off with, but every additional car and track costs money. And so does a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
But Assetto Corsa, it's just got a bunch of DLC packs and that's it.
So if you're on a motorcycle, this is like a, you sit on like a frame of a motorcycle?
It's not a motorcycle.
We're talking about cars here.
I know, but I don't care about cars.
Okay. So bike sim racing is a different realm because it's not really, there's not much for it.
There's not many people that are interested in that compared to the car racing in the sim racing world, because
to simulate a bike when you're racing it.
That's what I'm saying. Would you actually like need like a frame and like to be able to?
I would imagine you would have to get something that simulates it, but if you've got one of those that leans over like in real life to try and turn, you've got to like push yourself back up, not using
the real world initial
force inertia of a bike and all that kind of stuff. So the G-forces just aren't there. Inertia is
like some kind of scientific term that actually brings the
I use big words gravity. A lot. Yeah, sorry.
It's probably because you have a scientist girlfriend.
That's why.
If you didn't use those big words, you'd be like,
you're so amazing. Yeah. Where's the wisdom from Joe?
Yeah, I can make it easier.
Bike sim, not easy to replicate.
Now you're speaking my language.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Rev. Oh, oh.
If we ever do a podcast at my house, I got to get you guys both on the sim.
Let's do it next. Sorry, you got me in. I'll go to Fayetteville for that.
We'll go. That's fine.
All right. That's fine. We're going up there.
I wish I wasn't moving so they could try the VR sim rig that I have.
Hold on. When you move
in? Well, I have VR.
In 2 weeks.
You
do have VR. I forgot.
Yeah, I got VR.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a screen in front of me.
That's why you don't need Clinger anymore.
It's hard to do anything with my little dog now.
Oh my God, you sick twisted man.
Wait, you're talking about VR. I'm late to the game.
God, you were so horrible today.
I was thinking sim racing.
You use a VR for your racing?
Yeah, so you put the Oculus on, and then basically when you sit down in the seat, you press start, takes a couple seconds, and then it says in the headset loading, you have to look straight, and then wherever you're looking straight, that's where the car loads, and then once you look left, look right, wherever you're looking, the car will
move. It's like you're actually sitting in a real car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you can stand up and get out of the car and look down and be like, whoa.
So then do you have to have the set up to race?
You don't have to,
Can't you race with a controller, probably?
You can, but if you use VR with a controller, that's going to, like,
I didn't mean like that.
But
it's awesome. And when we talk about a steering wheel, we're not talking about, turn left, and you just turn left. Like, Carson has the same setup as well, where when you turn left, those forces start fighting on the wheel, and every bump, like, if you hit the rumble strips, you feel every rumble strip. And it's
pretty sick.
Does he use a VR as well?
No, he does not. He used to use a triple screen, and now he uses a single screen.
Why would you go down to a single screen from a triple
screen? He had the triple screen, but it was kind of too much, and it takes up so much room. I mean,
much room.
But now he has a really wide.
You're so exaggerated. You know,
I don't know,
because I have an Oculus, so I'm trying to.
Oh, you got an Oculus?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so now you just need to buy a $5,000 setup. Yeah.
It never leaves Gavin's room, though.
It never leaves Gavin's room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what's he doing?
What do you think he's doing? He's 14. 14 years old.
Yeah, yeah. We buy Jergen by the caseload. Industrial.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I swear, it's weird. Like, I'll get in the shower and there'll be a bottle of Jergens in there. And it's like, why is there lotion in the shower?
He doesn't even hide it?
No. Jesus. It's like, why is there lotion in the shower? It already, the water hydrates you. You don't need any lotion.
Because soap hurts.
You can't be dry in the shower. What are you doing?
What is going on? Guys.
Yeah, we've gone off the rails, I think.
Yeah, usually. From time to time. You've heard this show, right?
Yeah, every episode.
Okay. He's actually talking to me. He's like, I really like the podcast. And then we kept coming out with more dumb episodes. I was like, you want to be on it? And yeah.
Nice.
I've been trying to get him on it, like, what, for a couple months?
Since you started the podcast.
Yeah. I can't even remember now, but I remember talking to you about it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, eventually I just kind of, like, drifted out. I think once Bike Night went away for a little while, I kind of just lost touch. But once it came back, hey, you want to be on the podcast?
Yeah.
So, yeah, awesome.
But no, yeah, I listened to every single episode, like, going to
Do you have a favorite episode then?
I kind of like them all. So, I love you so much. I do have one favorite part from one of the recent episodes where you were talking about Bike Week and Black Bike Week, and you were like, hey, you can't say that. And he's like, oh,
beep.
Like, after the fact.
A little late.
When you talk about it, it wasn't like it was, you know. That brought us up to something else we talked about. That same conversation, that same episode.
Mm-hmm.
You actually rode your bike.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
From Fayetteville to Barber, right?
Yes. I rode my BMW S1000. I put saddlebags on the back of it. Rode from Fayetteville, North Carolina to Fayetteville, Georgia to Barber Motorsports Park in Birmingham, Alabama, and back on a sport bike.
So once again, if you have a bike and you trailer to a bike week, you need to turn around and go home.
I just eliminated every excuse.
I mean, because that had to be uncomfortable as all hell.
Well, you did it with Ryan from...
I did it with Ryan Rally.
Use his real name, Big Booty Ryan.
No, different Ryan.
Ryan. The Warehouse Ryan.
I don't know Warehouse Ryan.
Ah, he's a good dude.
He's probably built every single motorcycle that's in
here.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
I don't know anything about him. I've heard good things about him.
He's really cool.
I know there's Warehouse Ryan, there's Big Booty Ryan, there was Weird Ryan.
You know who Big Booty Ryan is?
I do. That's the first time I've heard him called that, though.
Yeah.
He's got a couple names.
I haven't noticed. I don't look.
Dude, how could you not notice? There's a badonkadonk, okay?
When he sits on his bike, he gets taller.
Oh.
When he sits on his bike, the freaking seat disappears.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, it was, oh, man, I don't even know what to say.
Noted.
Your seat disappears too?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, his seat's like a damn G-string, okay?
Did you ride your bike here?
I did not. No. I drove the car because...
It's supposed to rain.
Am I allowed to curse?
I fucking
hold. Yeah, have you heard
yep.
Happy?
Fuck.
You say fuck riding at night?
Fuck riding at night. Now.
Especially on 87.
Yeah.
87 sucks.
Are you going home tonight?
Yeah, I'm going home tonight. I got to work tomorrow morning.
Back to wonderful Fayetteville.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a flood car in my bay that I have to work on.
Why don't you just total it?
It is, but they want it fixed. So.
Why don't you just total it?
Because it is.
It is totaled.
It's totaled, but they're still going to pay to fix it.
They're paying more than what it's worth.
That sounds smart. Yeah, yeah, totally.
It is worth $5,000 legitimately, but they're paying more than that to fix it.
Okay. Mm.
2000, the chassis number is 204. You can get a 204 four-door C-Class Mercedes-Benz for like $4,500 just because they're so, yeah.
Doesn't that oil change cost more than that on the damn?
No.
Okay.
The most expensive oil change is like $800.
That's nothing for Ducati numbers.
Oh, jeez.
Like, Ducatis are fucking expensive. Jesus. You just waiting over there? No,
I was laughing because I thought of a dad joke and I'm holding myself back.
What's your dad joke? Come on.
He said that, it was a water damage thing and it's totaled. And I was like, damn, I bet they're drowned in bills or drowning dead. Drown joke. Yeah, so I just...
That was horrible. That was not even... God, Kyle, it's not like they're good dad jokes, okay?
I think they're pretty good.
Hey, Eric.
Yes.
What kind of insect produces milk?
The fuck kind of question is that?
A beetle.
Boobies.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh. My eye is twitching. Just saying.
Now, that's a dad joke, dummy.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll be back momentarily. Scheduled podcast.
Joe's over here, like, head on the freaking microphone, like, oh, my God, make this stop. All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Eric, before we close this episode down?
Follow me on Instagram, Serrated Mobius. I'm not spelling that, but you can find it.
It will be on our page. Yeah. Not that our page actually means anything to you. So yeah. I mean,
that's
he agreed to me.
What? I just said we'll no. share it out.
But we'll share it. You probably can you put like words on this thing?
We'll share it. All right.
Can you start promoting us now? So
like, I mean, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Let's see. We'll see how many people listen. I'm interested to see how many people actually listen to this.
I'll let you know.
I'm really interested in that. I want to see the graph.
I guarantee you, it'll be a lot more once you share it. Guarantee it.
Are we still climbing? Or are we like on the downhill side?
It climbed, and last episode it went down just a touch.
You know why? Do you want to know why?
What happened last week?
I wasn't on the show.
My mom didn't watch.
She didn't.
Wait, can we have my mom on when we're at my house?
Yes, yes.
Heck yeah.
Yes.
Come on, mom. Let's go.
Yes. Oh, my God. Right. This is ridiculous. Who the hell is pulling in here right now?
It's a motorcycle.
Coming here at dark 30. Yeah.
All right, you're a little late for bike night, okay? You're a little late. The band has gone home.
We haven't even said we're at Pirate Ship Power Sports.
Yeah, we did.
I've already... God, where are you this episode?
We didn't say that.
What did Clinger do to you?
Oh, she screwed me up.
Did she screw you up or did she suck all the life out of you?
All right, good talk, guys. See you guys next week. All right,
bye. See you later.
See you guys. Okay, there you go.
This is one down, five up. I'm happy.
I'm Joe.
Bye. Bye, Eric. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, see ya. Thanks for having me.